Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 9 ngumpalakazi 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Indawo zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulwisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo benelise ukukwenqabela.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphuma ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. Ongakwanisa ukungcedisa nje akamkhathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe umbumbalweni unyaka ube-6 months.
Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka kakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. EleZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ikhulu abikwa engahloniphi amalungelo oluntu okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulwisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo ukuthi benelise ukwenqabela inkohlakalo. Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni okunanza usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Commission, Anti-Corruption Day, oqoqwe luhlangothi lolu lusebenza ndawonye le-Transparency International Zimbabwe, iZimcord, lezinye inhlanganiso. Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe sithi inkohlakalo inciphisa amathuba entuthuko yabatsha. Kuluhlu lwe-Transparency International oluhlola inkohlakalo eleZimbabwe liphakathi kwamazwe akhokhelayo kudaba lwenkohlakalo. Usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Day lunanzwa mhlaka 9 mpalakazi minyaka yonke ngenhloso yokuphakela uzulu ulwazi ngokuqatheka kokulwisa inkohlakalo. Lonyaka usuku lolu lunanzwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, okuyinkukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi labo balwisane lenkohlakalo. Ukuze sizokune ngalolu daba sixoxa lengcwethi ecubungela ezombusazwe umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Ungakhangela i-Anti-Corruption Index uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ikunumber 149 out of 180. Usitsho ukuthi iZimbabwe isasekhatshana kakhulu. Indaba zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle. Ukhanya silo msebenzi omkhulu kakhulu okumele siwenze ukuze lathi sibonakale njengabantu oqala abalwisa inkohlakalo, kodwa owesibili abafuna ukuthi umkhuhlane lo owenkohlakalo uphele.
Uyinhlanganiso kumbe uhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission lilubona luphathisa kangakanani ekuqedeni inkohlakalo eZimbabwe?
Uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission iyasebenza kakhulu, kodwa udubo olukhona oluke lwakhulunywa ngowaye emgcini sihlalo uMamoloisi Matandamoyo ngelokuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ayila mandla awe prosecution okuhambisa abantu emthethwandaba. So iyazama iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission kodwa kumele inikwe amazinyo sibili.
Indikimba yalonyaka ikhangela kakhulu abatsha. Libona sengathi abatsha
bayaphathiswa na ukuthi bazwisise udaba lwenkohlakalo njalo bengafuni ukuphatheka kunkohlakalo, singabona na ukusiba lela kusasa elihle elingela nkohlakalo eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuba abatsha benelise ukunqoba kulolu daba.
Kuqakathekile sibili uthi abatsha bafundiswe ngendaba lezi ezenkohlakalo, kodwa udubo esilalo njengeZimbabwe i-economy engasebenzi kahle. Abantu bayacina bengena endabeni lezi ezenkohlakalo ngoba bayebona ukuthi iyo yodwa indlela engayenza ukuthi labo baphile. So kumele sifundise abatsha, kodwa kumele silungise njalo umkhonomi welizwe ukuze abantu bengacabanga ukuthi bengaphumelela ngenxa yenkohlakalo. Njalo kumele sinqakwe ukuthi kulabantu esibathole besenza inkohlakalo kumele babotshwe. Khathesi ngibona njengani abantu ababotshwa ngenxa yenkohlakalo basasebalutshwana kakhulu, kodwa inkohlakalo siyabona ukuthi ibhahile lapha eZimbabwe.
Mnumzana Masimba kuchera ingcwethi ecubungulayo notho esekuxoxelaye esecingweni eBilitane. ELeZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ekhulu abikwe engahlonipha amalungelo oluntu, okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho kumphumela yophenyo olukhutshwe inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eye-Civicus, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
ELeZimbabwe lona elibikwa lilodumo lokuba ngelinye lamazwe angahloniphi amalungelo oluntu ledlule kuphela ele-Angola lele-Eswatini. Emhlubulweni owesadak uphenyo lwe-Civicus lolu lwasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo luhlolisisa amalungelo kundaba zokwethulwa kwemibiko ukubuthana kwabantu lelungelo lokubumba inhlanganiso ezihlukeneyo emazweni afika phose amakhulu amabili 198. Uphenyo lwalonyaka belukhangela amazwe alikhulu kusukela ngozibandlela kuze kuyefika uLwezi. Ingcitshi zithi okubangele ukuthi eleZimbabwe libe phansi kangaka okundaba zamalungelo ngumkhuba webandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF lona elibopha labo abaphikisayo, njengalokhu okwenzakala eleZimbabwe lisiya emhlanganweni weSADC Summit lonyaka. Abantu abagoqela umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye abasekela ibandla le-CCC babotshwa ngonhlangula bahlala ejele kwesikhathi eside. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu ababalisa umnumzana Robson Chere lo Samuel Gwenzi kanye lonkosazana Namatayi Kwekweza bathunjwa egcekeni lendizamchina eleRobert Mugabe Airport, bagcina sebesezandleni zamapholisa. Olwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza lowanyamalala ngo-2015 umnumzana Itai Tsamara uthi uphenyo lolu luqondile.
Kusegcekeni nje njengoba sisibonile abanye akade babotshiwe kusukisela ngo-August belokhu bencitshwa ibheo.
Lokhu kusekele ngumnumzana Pride Mkono owenhlanganiso ye-People Power, yena othi akulantando kaZulu eZimbabwe.
Asiwe into emangalisayo ngoba yikho esikubona kusenzakala thina eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende akanaki amalungelo abantu, njalo kulokuncindezela okukhulu kanye lodlwame lodlakela lwenzakala kulabo abantu abangani abangavumelani lokwenziwa nguhulumende.
Omunye omela ibandla le-People's Unity Party umnumzana Ebert Jamuka uthi umthetho we-PVO Bill uzabangela ukuthi kube nzima ukuba inhlanganiso zisebenze zizimele kweleZimbabwe.
Iproblem yeZANU-PF yiphathi yenkani, ayifuni ukunqandwa, ayifuni ukulalela amanye ama-advice, amanye ama-political parties.
Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Thamsanqa Ndlovu uthi kavumelani le-Civicus.
Kunengi okwenzakala eZimbabwe, kakhulukazi on the economic growth front. Ikhombisa ukuthi kule economic growth eZimbabwe ungakhangela umnyaka ka-2024 iloba nje bekulama-challenges anjengabo drought, El Nino, i-rainfall ebisuppressed, lama geopolitical issues ona lezi zimpi emhlabeni. ICivicus iphinde yakhangela ukhetho lweZimbabwe yona ethi luqhutshwa mahlayana nje kungekho okuguqukayo ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF liyaphatheka ekuthini lungakhululeki njengalokhu okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso le iqhubeke yathi akula nguquko kangako selokhu umongameli Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017. Okusenjalo, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo eziphepheli eye-International Organization for Migration, IOM, unkosikazi Annie Pop namhlanje wethekelele eleZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Pop uthi ufuna ukuzwisisa isimo seZimbabwe xa kuqathaniswa lamanye amazwe ukuba liphethe njani iziphepheli. Uhambo lwakhe uzahlangana lomongameli Mnangagwa, abaphathindaba bakahulumende lenhlanganiso esizimeleyo eleZimbabwe. Lileziphepheli eziningi enkambeni ezifana leTongogara eShipinge laseWaterfalls eHarare. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Udaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke edinga usekelo lokuthi aqhubeke ebusa lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili seledlule lilokhu luveza ikhanda kulandela ingxabangxoza eqhamuke kuthange emhlanganweni webandla aliholayo eleZANU-PF eChinoyi Training Center. Intsha yaleli bandla ibikwa ithe izatshaya abalwa kumpi yenkululeko ngokube bephinda islogan esithi ED 2030, okuyinkulumo ekhomba ukuthi bafuna umongameli Mnangagwa aqhubeke ebusa. Osokuyinkulumo esike yakhuthazwa ngamalunga aleli bandla kwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Ekhuluma kulo umhlangano, isiphathamandla salelo bandla umnumzana Zihambi Zihambi usole omunye wakhe umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ngabikwa wakwenza emhlanganweni wakoBulawayo ngokubuza ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa uzaqhubeka edinga usekelo na, esithi akufanelanga kube lo muntu odala ingxabangxoza kulelo bandla ngokuthi likhokhelwe ngubani. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena wathi kasoze ancintise futhi ngoba uyahlonipha isekelo sombuso, lanxa ingcwethe ezicubungule zombusazwe zisola ukuthi ngabakhuzi wawusegcekeni abathi aqhubeke.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelink efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Umeya wedolobha lakaBulawayo umnumzana David Coulthard uthi balethemba lokuthi isicelo abasikhweza kuhambo abasanda kuligqiba kwele Morocco ukuyadinga usizo lwemali kuhlelo lokwakha idamu lamanzi leGlass Block Bophoma eMatabeleland South siza aphumelela. Elova enkundleni yebulenjini ye-X, umnumzana Coulthard uthe bethule umbiko wabo emhlanganweni we-Africa Investment Forum osanda ukuqhutshwa eMorocco. Wabonisa imbiko yemfanekiso yamavideos abayethulele lumbuthano bekhalaza bedinga uncedo. Uthe kudingakala imali efika phose ezigidi ezilikhulu zamadola emelika i-$99 million eyokwakha lelo damu kanye lempompi esuka kulo isiya esitishini sencema. Mnumzana Coulthard ubekhathwe kulolu hambo ngunobhala wedolobho lakoBulawayo umnumzana Christopher Dube lesiphathamandla esibona ngenhlelo zamanzi kuleyo council umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Ncube. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo njengakwezinye izigaba zelizwe zithi udaba lwamanzi luzithwalise amagabha avuzayo, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi uhlelo lokwakhiwa kwedamu leGlass Block lube ngolunye lwesisombululo kulolu daba. Ngesi khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Owayengumongameli weGhana umnumzana John Dramani Mahama ngesonto unqobe kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngomgqibelo odluleyo oluyokudinga umholi walelo lizwe, kwathi umnumzana Mahamud Bahumia obe ngumsekeli kamongameli kubandla elibusayo elePatriotic Party wavuma ukuthi ngempela unqotshiwe. Udaba lwezomnotho yilo obelumqoka kulolu khetho, kubika abezindaba abeReuters. Abanye abahlali beDamascus bathakazelela okwenzakale eSyria lapho umongameli Bashar al-Assad agenqule khona wabalekela kwele Moscow ngempela viki okuqede umbuso womndeni wakhe oweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu kulelo lizwe. Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. Lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngonhlangula lonyaka wasungula uhlelo lukahulumende oluthiwa Zimbabwe Multisectoral Drug Abuse Plan 2024-2030 kuyimizamo yokulwisana lohlupho lwezidakamizwa elizweni, ukukhanya lolu hlelo luyehluleka ukuvimba ukuthathwa kwezidakamizwa. Kubika intathelizindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda.
Izidakamizwa zithengiswa ezitaladeni emini libalele, abathengisayo labasebenzisayo bangaqhize qhakala. Umnumzana Marshall Maphosa ngosakhulayo oliminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili 22 ohlala empopo makobulawayo uthatha izidakamizwa ezitshiyeneyo.
Heroin, cocaine, crystal. So uxolisa futshela abanye ukuthi betshanele le nto angiyenza. Nathi esingiklini funa isizo eminingi kakhulu nabafowethu abanye abacatshileyo.
Iningi lithatha imbanje, injengu, lobunye utshwala obungekho emthethweni, umuthi wokukhwehlela, i-crack, i-cocaine, i-glue, inyawophe le-heroin, iskanki lokunye. Nkosazana Lebohang Mthobi oleminyaka engamathumi amabili ohlala logogo wakhe uthi uthatha i-crystal meth.
Amadrugs akhona ukuthi ngiwabheme esimashedini lapha endlini ukuthi ngibheme amadrugs ugoba azongitshela ukuthi ngikhuluma ngiyi-one, ngenza ini ngiyi-one, mina ngiyabe sengihleka ngiyi-one, sengikhuluma ngedwa ngiyi-one. Uyabe sithi uyangithanda mara ufuna ngiboshwe uthi ngifuna bayomvalela.
Ugogo kaLebo unkosikazi Maria Sangoma uthi usekhathele ngomzukulu wakhe othatha izidakamizwa.
Uyabhema amadrugs, uyaphuma ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. So ngicela uncedo ongakwanisa ukuncedisa nje akamthathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe kumbe uvalelwe umnyaka umbe 6 months. Yikho engikufunayo khonokho, ngicela uncedo lonolu.
Umnumzana Mbusi Ncube oleminyaka engamathumi amabili lanhlanu uthi kukhona ukuhlupha intsha okwenza ithathe izidakamizwa.
When you are going through something which is depression, you have to experience a lot of things like in a sentence izidakamizwa futhi due to unemployment.
Ukukhuphuka kwenani labasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa sokubangela ukuthi unkosikazi Sikoluhle Ncube isizalwane naseZimbabwe ehlala kwele melikazi ivule isibhedlela esibizwa ngokuthi Valley of Hope kobulawayo, injongo yaso yokuncedisa abathatha izidakamizwa ukuthi behlukane lomkhuba lo. Unkosikazi Siphokazi Nyilika ngumphathi walesi sibhedlela.
Indlela abahlukumezeka ngayo labazali, indlela abakhala ngayo, so sasesicabanga ukuthi singayenza njani. Umntwana engayenza khonokho bayabe phunga ukuthi uyahlanya, uyahlanya.
Omunye oncediswayo esibhedlela lesi ngumnumzana Clive Hlongololo othi ubenatha utshwala okwedlulisileyo, uthi kuningi asekufundile esibhedlela lesi.
Sifundisa uhle sibili ukuthi siziphathe njani, ibe nekusasa lakho, ifuture yakho, usiqalisele impilo yakho, sikela kathi sesiqala phansi.
Unkosikazi Sisa Ncube osebenza ukweluleka abathatha izidakamizwa uchaza kabanzi ngohlupho oluhlangana lomuntu osebenzisa okudakayo.
Libeba kuma episodes bakubala ama hallucinations lanilana, it's because of ukuhlanganisa izinto eziningi. Abaningi bahlanganisa imbanje njengu anti into esifana nasengayezi okokhele labo myth. Unfortunately ngenxa ye availability yakhona that we have nowadays, every street corner nje it's very easy nje ukuthi bebe le access ngama drugs ona lawo.
Amazi kamanqube agcizelwa ingcwethi kwezemkhuhlane wengqondo esebenzela iActive Youth Zimbabwe umnomzana Romeo Machazi.
Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi bayebefuna ukuba wethole ukuba socializer ukwenza disattaching drugs ukuthi bebe for fun. Le zinto eziningi ningi ziyaze zibahluphe ezimpilweni, maybe le unemployment rate yona ukuthi abantwana kulanto abangabe beyenza yabakhipha occupied ezindlini lapha. So into eyenzakalayo bathatha ama drugs ngenxa ukuthi bayebefuna ukuthi bekhohlwe ngalezi zinto ababehlangana lazo ama problems abalayo ukuphilana. So sebecina be indulge ku drug abuse.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa mnumzana Bad Nico Ncube uyavuma ukuthi izidakamizwa zigcwele yonke indawo.
Indaba yama drugs leyi ayisafuni amapolisa wodwa. Ayisafuni izakhamuzi zodwa, ayifuni bantwana besikolo bodwa kumbe ama youth wodwa. Umkhuhlane wama drugs ungabona umuntu eselawo sesikhangelele umuntu ofayo, sesikhangelele ukusasa esitshabalela. Abantwana abayenza into zama drugs lawo bala ukutshontsha, bala ukudlengula abazali babo, bala ukudlengula abafowabo, bala ukubulala abazali babo. Abasongozi emulini kuphela, bayingozi ku community. Yikho ngithi asisukumeni sonke silwisane le ndaba yama drugs.
Akwaziwa ukuba kulabantu abaningi kanganani eZimbabwe abathatha izidakamizwa. Uphenyo lwenziwa inhlanganiso yeUNICEF ibambanisa lohulumende lenhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezizimeleyo lwaveza ukuba abanye abantwana baqala ukuthatha okudakayo beleminyaka elithumi okubangelwa ukuhlupheka, imizi echithekayo lokuswela umsebenzi. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Bande.
Osemelele ungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika ngoZibandlela umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uza kwesula umthetho opha abantu abazalelwe eMelika ubuzwe baleli lizwe okugcweleyo i-citizenship lanxa abazali babo bengayisizo zizalwane zeMelika. Isekelo sombuso waleli lizwe yiso esikubeka sobala ukuthi wonke umuntu ozalelwe eMelika uba isizalwane salo, kungakhathalekile ukuthi abazali bakhe ngabangaphi lokuthi balamaphepha okuhlala yini kumbe abalawo. Ekhuluma lomsakazo we-NBC izolo, umnumzana Trump uthe njalo uhlose ukududula bonke abangelamaphepha ababuyisele emazweni abo. Abantu laba bayizigidi ezilitshumi lanye, 11 million. Kodwa uthe uzimisele ukusebenza labebandla eliphikisayo elama-Democrats ukuze badinge indlela zokutholisa amaphepha labo abalethwa eMelika besangabantwana abaphansi kohlelo lwe-Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Uthe uzaxolela njalo akhulule bonke abasekeli bakhe ababotshwa bavalelwa ngemva kokubangela udlakela edalela ePhalamende eMelika bezama ukuvimba ukuthi umongameli Joe Biden angene embusweni. Ukuhlaziyalo ludaba sixoxele olandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Ukutshintsha or ukuamenda izinto ze-constitution zifuna ama super majority, not simple majority, ku-Congress. So zifuna 60 ama-senators. So kunoko, yeah, that's something that I've been talking about in the Trump campaign. But singabuyele muva singakhangela ukhulu wakhe. Ukhulu wakhe wabaleka yayithwa kathesi yi-Germany but yayi-Austria, Prussia, ukuthi angene kwizinto zempi. Wabaleka wabuya lapha eAmerica, wazala yena ubaba kaTrump. So khonapho singathi hi-anchor baby, into azikhulumayo zona lezo. And then wabuyela futhi ePrussia but bamxotsha ngoba wayesebalekele impi. So khonapho singakhangela into ezinjalo. Then yena uyabe ngaso citizen umnumzana Trump according to into as proposal zona lezo. So mina ngibona ngathi uyakhohlwa lapha avela khona ngoba yena ama roots akhe ngawe German would not have been a citizen of America. So hi mina ngiyabona ngathi khonoko inkulumo nje ngoba ibase ya American success is the immigration of people abavela all over the world. And abaningi bangkhona have become very, very successful people. So okokukhipha i-14th Amendment, hayi ngantwa intaba enkalakatha yona leyo.
UTrump umbona egcwalisisa zonke izinto lezi akhuluma ngazo yini?
Into engathiwa iqakathekile or is very important to see is America is not run by the president. There are three chambers of power for the Supreme Court. So yes, intando zakhe zokuyenza izinto as promise ayo ku campaign will be checked by ama houses, the Supreme Court. So konapho ngithi sizabona ukuthi kuzaqhubeka kanjani. Engafaka ama presidential decree, but wona aya expire and they can be challenged like we have seen before. So konapho siyabe sesikhangela lathi ukuthi kume kanjani. But I, he is staying true to what he campaigned on and what he won on. So konapho siti ay, that is nothing new.
Usole abebandla lama Democrats abamethesa amacala achiyeneyo wabathuka kodwa uthi kasoze aphindisele. Uthi ningalokho?
Ayi vele lokho wakukhuluma so many times ukuthi he is out for them, especially umuntu othwa nguJack Smith ngokuthi wam-exposa izinto eziningi. So kuqakathekile ukuthi umnumzana Biden aqhubeke naye ukunika abantu laba ama-pardons aba-impeacher uTrump for both impeachments, lo Jack Smith lama-committee wonke lawa. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi he will do what he says. Yena uTrump is not a real politician. He's a businessman who has become a politician. So into asikhulumayo vele he normally does.
Umnumzana Tim Muringa yolandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Sokwe isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Salbonani masakazi beStudio 7. Gamalami Clever Dube. Sengitholile ubabami. Ngimtholile. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyabonga. Ngimtholile. Sengitholile. Hayi sengikhuluma nawe umndeni wami sengiyawazi.
Sanibonani njani? Why kuthi ama foreigner ahambe? Kuthi ama Zimbabwe ayahamba besuthi bayahamba ama amanto. Ababuye eMozambique bayahamba. Why ningaxosha ama Nigeria? Ama Nigeria wona ngoba abulala abantwana bethathengisa drugs, athengisa inyawupe utshwala nje oburongo buvela nabi into ezirongo zvela nama Nigeria. Makuhamba ama Nigeria ngoba asimosheli lizwe.
Yes, Studio 7. Yichona njani? Ngicela ukukhuza umhlola kulamadoda amabili okuthiwa ngamakhansela aseBulawayo awe-TCC. Amadoda lawa ngathi ngamakhansela kaChabangu. Ngeke ngawezwa ekhuluma ethi khona wona abantu bengathethisi uhulumende ophetheyo ngoba ufana lomzali. Ungeke uthi umntwana uthethisa umzali ubuye kusasovucela ukuthi kube khona okwenzela khona. Amadoda lawa ngicabanga ukuthi ngabantu bakaChabangu lapha. Madoda, umzali uyezwa kuthiwa ungumzali ngoba ngozala abantu. Inkokheli iyakhethwa, ifakwa yini abantu? Kuyamangalisa ke ma usithi umuntu ofakwe ngabantu sokufanele ancengwe ukuze labo bantu ezobalungisela amagetsi loba amanzi kobulawayo, kodwa lowo muntu efakwe ngabantu. Kanti ipolitics yena ithini madoda?
Studio 7 njalo ngokuliqinisa lokhulumayo. Hayi, izulu singakhala sithi izulu alisani. Izulu nje livalwe into encane. Izulu kusukela ngesikhathi sempi, yona le mpi yaphela ngaboma-79. Abantu abasesigangeni abazange badotshwa, amathamba badotshwa, akuzange kwenziwa imikhuba yokuthi mangabe kuyukuthi impi seyiphelile, kuke kuhlalwe phansi kubiswe yonke leya imimoya eyaphelela esigangeni engazange yalandwa esigangeni. Yona leya imimoya kulamhlanje isamile nje esigangeni, azange yashelezelwa yonke leya imimoya. Kuzoba nabantu abafa ngesikhathi se-ground. Abantu abaningi baphelele esigangeni abazange babiswa emakhaya. Yonke leya imimoya yalaba bantu iyakhuluma namanje esigangeni, isadinga abakubo ukuthi izulu lizona kanjani.
Ngiyabonga ithuba lokwamukela kuStudio 7. Mina ngulakuselunga ngikhonapha ngivulela lapha ematopu. Kule nsuku nzima into kazihlangana abantu bakithi lapha engikhona, babulawa yindlala. Kade kwemile ongalamanzi likelanga liyathonta manje udubo. Akulanhlanyeli fethi asikathuni inhlanyeli esigabeni sakithi ngala siyajikela phansi. Maya ngathi indlala izinjalo izaphila ithini. Kodwa hayi, ngithi kubonawo abathi into zirayithi ngabona besidla besuthe emzini yabo. Hayi, zobohlamanyusa ukho ongapheliwe.
Siyabonga imbiko elisithumele yona okwanamhlanje. Siluchiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.